Dear friends in Christ, and especially you, members of the Deaconess Class of 2014, and your families, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Open a red letter Bible and you will see that today's text is all in red. That's good. Good because these are all words from Jesus. And he is the promise of God. He is the gospel. He is the one who vows, I am with you always, even to the end of time. And since none of you are going to outlive time, that promise certainly encompasses you as well. Living in that promise makes us Lutherans somewhat unique. Many modern-day evangelicals have a rather odd habit. They wake up in the morning trying to figure out what God wants them to do. They cast about, frettingly, trying to determine God's will for the day. All day long, they are searching, looking, wondering. Lutherans, on the other hand, simply live out their life in the vocation that has been given to them. And then at the end of the day, they look back and they say, so that's what God intended for me today. And what did God intend for them? Well, maybe it was to meet the black lady in the Tallahassee airport who asked, Father, will you pray for me? The demons are after me. Or maybe the 30-something lady in the Philippines who was desperate. Her husband had run off to Singapore with another woman, and now she was left alone to care for herself and her children. And when the Lutheran pastor offered her a blessing, her response was, you'd do that for me? But I can't pay you. And when told there was no fee, the tears began to roll. And when the blessing was concluded, she was sobbing. She couldn't imagine herself worthy of such a gift. Or maybe the former exotic dancer whom the pastor had known since she was in high school. By age 32, she'd been used and thrown away more times than she cared to remember, and now bumping along in the gloomy ditch of life, she wondered if it were possible that God would still be concerned with her. And yet there are some who would discount incidents like these because they don't have a numerical impact on growing the church. There's no column in the statistical report labeled chance encounters. Those kinds of things might all be well and good, Pastor, but what difference do they really make? How stupid. How foolish. Or do the promises of God simply float off into thin air? So what do you do when people like the ones I have mentioned wander into your life? Well, you go home and check the notes from your deaconess classes, right? Well, maybe not. Rather, you do what Christians have always done. You help them crawl back into the promises of God. Or maybe you become the first one to introduce them to those promises. Sometimes the promises seem only a whisper. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not quench, until he brings justice to victory, and in his name the Gentiles will hope. At other times, such as today, as we just heard, the promise is quite straightforward. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things, and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. And then there are those wonderful times when the promise of God just thunders out, "I forgive you all your sins." But now, of course, the devil can't stand any of this, can he? Anytime you begin to apply the promises of God, the devil won't be far away. He'll question your ability. Something along the lines of, "Who do you think you are? You just open your mouth to change feet." He'll question your approach. The devil would like you to lie awake in the wee hours, wondering what else you could have said, what else you could have done. And it could be, perhaps, that he will even question your worth. He may put his words into a human mouth and threaten you. "You know, your salary could far better be spent on something else. You're not being effective at all." It's at those times especially when you, too, must crawl back into the promises and there, being hidden in Christ, discover again what it is to live and move and have your being from God. You've learned a great deal here. You've studied theology. You've had the best teachers of any seminary anywhere. You've learned how to listen. You've learned how to think theologically. You've learned how to hook things together so that people can better understand. You've learned the enormity of mercy and the winsomeness of grace. And above all, you have learned that everything God has done, he has done, first of all, for you. It's no accident, you know, that the words "for us" appear twice in the Nicene Creed. And you have also learned that you have really only begun to learn. The Holy Spirit has much more for you. And all of this, tossed together, now makes you fit servants of God. So you see, it's all about Jesus. It's all about the promises. It's all about the one who says, "I am with you." And because of that, the day will come at the end of your life when you too can look back and say, "So that's what God intended for me." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Well, greetings in the name of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. First, I want to simply thank Pastor Bell for your sermon. Wonderful emphasis on the promises of God. I especially appreciate his presence with us because it meant that I didn't have to preach myself. And given the condition of my voice, that's probably a good thing, I think. In fact, I ask you to excuse my voice a little bit. I've been wrestling with my mortality the last couple of days, and happy to say that I may not be winning the battle, but I'm still surviving. So, indeed, things were so bad yesterday that I actually asked Professor Poles if he would be willing to fill in for me if there should be need. And he, of course, according to his nature, graciously agreed. But then also according to his nature, as maybe an Old Testament professor, he would not enter the covenant without making a counter demand. He demanded that I buy him a beer. Well, when I buy a beer, I would rather drink it than give it away. And so I worked very hard to drag myself here. But of course, the positive in this is that I will keep it short. In fact, I had something really eloquent to say at this point to introduce things, but I think Pastor Bell did well enough, and we'll just cut to the chase and get to the business at hand. So, would the ladies that are to be placed please come forward at this time? As they are coming forward, I do want to say a word of thanks to several who have been just a great help to our Deaconess program this year. Certainly Professor Poles and Dr. Reynolds for their aid in placing our students, Marcia Zimmerman and Nancy Raber for their clerical assistance, Chris Hodge for her work with our admissions, and Rosie Adel for her wonderful work mentoring our online students, and especially Mrs. Amy Rast, my associate director. This is Amy's first year with our program. Hopefully, she'll want to continue to stay after this year, but Amy has been a wonderful blessing to the students, and we certainly thank God for her service. Well, today we are placing six Deaconess students. One of these calls will be announced as still in process, which simply means that while the final paperwork is not with us, it is coming, and we have been given permission to announce it as such. And so the distribution of our Deaconess calls is as follows. Cherie Osier, LCMS Office of International Mission, Nicaragua, Honduras, and Costa Rica, Missouri District. And her call is in process. Lisa Brand, Our Savior Lutheran Church, Mankato, Minnesota, Minnesota South District. Jeanette Heller, Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Zost, Fort Wayne, Indiana, Indiana District. Jalene Hauser, in absentia, Lamb of God Evangelical Lutheran Church, Papillion, Nebraska, Nebraska District. Christine Schotte, Shepherd of the City Lutheran Church, Fort Wayne, Indiana, Indiana District. Faith Swenson, St. John Lutheran Church, Hillsboro, North Dakota, North Dakota District. Well, this concludes our distribution of placements. The Lord bless you all in your service in His kingdom. Thank you very much.